hour of What's On Your Mind is on your radio, 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number to answer the question, what's on your mind? Is it tax day? Look at the calendar, April 15th. You feeling the pain? What do you make of the statistic that says, here's a fact, in 2014, we Americans will pay more in taxes than food, clothing, and housing combined. Is that have you ticked off? Any solutions there? Craig Cobb is being connected to, by his own doing, I guess, I see somebody on our Facebook page called this guilt by association, but this Fraser Glenn Cross, 73-year-old Missouri man, military veteran, went to Kansas, Overland Park, Kansas, and went on a shooting spree to two Jewish centers on Sunday. Long known to law enforcement as a white supremacist, and we've now learned that he and Cobb have been communicating right after the shooting. Cobb sort of bragging about this. They're friends. In my view, this vindicates the folks that have been aggressive on dealing with Craig Cobb. Aggressive in saying, you know, look, a guy running around with a gun, we've got to, you know, let's not take this lightly. Aggressive and, hey, let's just do a plea deal to get this guy to move on out. I think, that we heard a certain element of our audience said, hey, I don't like what he says. I don't like what he stands for, but this is America after all. Leave the guy alone. Something like this happened in Kansas. Does that change your opinion from leave the guy alone? Interested in what you think about that particular situation as well. And I, since I'm agreeing with most of the audience today, I'll just throw one other thing out here. And that would be, I don't think the Washington Post or the Guardian deserve a Pulitzer Prize for compromising national security with their hero poster boy, Edward Snowden, at all. I don't. I think we ought to have a serious conversation about, you know, what tools our government ought to use to try and get terrorists and where the line ought to be drawn on privacy. I think that's fair game. But I think people that tell our enemies how we are collecting information on them are traitors that belong behind jail. They're not heroes that ought to lead to, you know, hardware on a shelf for a newspaper. If you disagree, please tell me why. A little later on in the program, we're going to talk with the folks from the Tax Foundation. Right now, I want to get back to your calls at 800-228-0550. The folks of the Tax Foundation do the number crunching on, Tax Freedom Day and when it comes and kind of crunch some of the numbers for us. Todd Mitchell is back, too. Todd, the radio guy from K-Fire, doing his civic duty today in a jury box.
Didn't do it very well. I got thrown out right away. But
that's okay. You know, you went as asked. And,
first thrown out.
There you go. Did you answer a question wrong or something?
I'm thinking somebody didn't like my answer, yes.
What did it pertain to, your answer?
My response was DNA doesn't lie. Would I take DNA evidence? Would I weigh DNA evidence more heavily than human testimony?
Well, I think you.
And
would,
I just said DNA doesn't lie. That's all I said.
You've made a fact-based
bye-bye.
Science statement. Yeah. Bye bye. Okay, he's out. Get rid of that guy.
Yeah. All right, well, gone. Wow.
Glad you're back. Ed in Bismarck, waiting to weigh in here for a while. Ed, I want your take on the news of the day. What's on your mind?
How are you doing, Scott?
Good, sir. How are you?
Well, Scott, I'm doing fine, but you know, Scott, what I'm calling about is these whining Democrats all the time, you know, editorials in the paper. Like yesterday, I read one in the paper where Kramer sleeps and where he showers and that. Now, this is pretty shameful. Whose darn business is it where Kramer sleeps or where he showers? Kramer's a very good congressman, and the Democrats just don't want to face that. And another thing, where they've always got editorials in the paper where we need to have more Democrats in the state, Senate, and House here. As far as I'm concerned, these foxes were in the chicken coop once before, and the people voted them out. They didn't like what they were doing. Now that our state is very profitable and that now they won back in again, as far as I'm concerned, we need to vote more of them out. And the only reason our state is in good shape, because we've got very good Republicans in there running the state the way the state should be run, And as soon as there's a lot of money laying around, it seems like the Democrats, for one thing, it seems like when there's a little money laying around, that burns their pocket right away. If they'd ever get control again, they would be like a kid getting into the candy jar, and they'd spend, and when it all be spent, and it wouldn't take them long, because I can see that in the National Senate and the National House, they spend, and as soon as the money's gone and it doesn't take the Democrats long to spend it, then you're taxed right away again. And this is exactly what would happen to our state again. To all the listeners and the people out of state listening, do not vote them back in, because as soon as we get the Democrats back in, we'll be in trouble again, because every day you look at every state where the Democrats have a foothold, governor or state legislation and Senate, their state is in a heap of trouble. And now they want back into the state here again. No, the people don't want them in there. They voted them out once, and I hope they vote more of them out coming 2014. But it's getting a little old, and they're always whining and crying. We need more for, like, the road repair out west. Well, there's money allocated for them. The money hasn't even been spent for that, but that's what I mean. You give a Democrat some, it's never enough. They want more. They want more. You give them more, and it's still not enough. They still keep coming back for more, like this special election, special session they won there. That would cost the taxpayers thousands of dollars, and I don't know how many over thousands, and that's what I mean. The taxpayer always has to pay for their problems, and so on and so forth. So if any of the Democrats are listening, please listen to what I had to say, but keep these people out of the chicken coop. That they were in there once before, and let's not let them back in again.
You ever thought about running for office, Ed? I think you speak for a lot of folks out there today. They probably say, go, Ed, go. Are you going to run?
I want to see Ed in a debate. I want to see him on the debate stand with somebody here.
Yeah, you're speaking for a lot of folks out there, Ed. We're wondering if you'd be interested in running for office or something.
Well, I haven't. I don't think so. But, I can do a lot of talking in that, and I hope a lot of people listen. And the way I say these out-of-staters, your states are in trouble because you've got Democratic control in them states. And every state, wherever there's a Republican control, the states are in pretty darn good shape.
Appreciate the call.
That's my opinion, but no, I'm not planning on running for office. So.
All right.
Thanks
for the call. I know.
Got my vote already.
Breath of fresh air. The letter to the editor he's talking about yesterday was written by Susan Beeler. She asked the question, do city or county commissioners sleep in their meeting rooms because they want to save money and not rent a place to live? Do our state legislators sleep in the halls of the state capitol while away from their home cities on legislative business? Most would say, of course not. Then why are we tolerating our federally elected officials who make $174,000 to sleep, live in their offices while in Washington, D.C.? Congressman Kramer does. By the way, he's not alone. This is I want to say it's nearly 50% of members of Congress do. Somewhere in the 40 to 50 range, as I recall, seeing a number, at least the House members. I don't know about the Senate folks, but to me, that just says the guy's working. Well, he's there. Anyway, appreciate the call, but that's what that was about. Just wanted to, I think that is a Democratic nitpicking. I guess I'd go with Ed on that. Cameron and Ms. Burke, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Cameron.
Hey, good morning, Scott.
Morning.
You were talking about Edward Snowden, and the only reason Edward Snowden actually released what he released was because the director of the NSA directly lied to Congress multiple times about the scope of the gathering of intelligence on U.S. citizens. Why Congress hasn't gone after that guy and put him in jail for perjury is beyond me. There is no way that there would even be a backlash at this point in time unless Mr. Snowden had come forth with the information that he did.
Well, I don't consider the guy a hero, Cameron. I don't know if that's what you're getting at, if you think he's a hero because he's gotten this information out. I mean, anybody that runs to China with documents of the United States government and runs to Russia and does a little victory lap, all while releasing information that tells our enemies how we gather information. I think there's other ways to do what he was looking to do. And I think he took the job to do all this. And
what are other ways? Take a look at former whistleblowers. Half of them are in jail. Half of them have been fired. You have to take a look at what actually has happened in the past. When you're dealing with sensitive information, you can try to go through internal channels, usually as well, because you got to remember that the head of the NSA was so ashamed of what the NSA was doing that he directly lied to Congress. Like I said,
I disagree there. It wasn't the NSA head, I don't think, that did the, and I know which one you're talking about. I think it was one of the CIA guys that was up there and definitely answered incorrectly. But I don't think it was a case of being ashamed of what was being done. We've had on this program the former head of the NSA. Why is his name escaping me now? General Hayden, Michael Hayden, who explained this program, I think, in great detail. Again, I appreciate your opinion. I'm just not going to agree with it. Ed Snowden's a hero. David Dickinson wants to talk taxes and fishing when we come back. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
April is National Soy Foods Month. No matter your taste preference, there is a soy food option to help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle. Packed with high-quality protein, soy foods are an excellent option to keep your family energized and satisfied all day long. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fats, and little to no cholesterol, making them a very healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are easy to prepare and simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy milk and soy snacks to meal options such as soy burgers, edamame, and tofu, you will definitely find a soy food choice that is both healthy and delicious. To help you start cooking today with soy, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council for free recipes or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roll-Tec electric conversion system from AgriCover, featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roll-Tec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RollTechElectric.com. RollTechElectric.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
This is What's on Your Mind with Todd Mitchell. I'm Scott Hinnon. Telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We got Craig Cobb, we got Tax Day, we've got Ed Snowden, we got all kinds of things in the mix today, including Ed saying the problem is too many Democrats. What was the word he used? He had a good word there about, I can't remember.
I just liked hearing his voice. I just liked hearing him talk. It didn't matter what his ideology was so much as his passion.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Exactly. That's the kind of passion we need on this tax thing. You know, it's one thing to be ticked about taxes being too high. It's another thing to do something about it. Dave and Dickinson wants to talk about just that, taxes and fishing. I'm dying to know how these two go together, Dave. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, good morning.
Go ahead.
When it comes to paying these taxes, if you look at most of the military industrial complex companies, General Electric, Boeing, and them, they do not pay taxes. And besides that, we give them billions in subsidies. That should stop. Now, on to something more important, fishing. Recently, a judge in another state ruled that if you're a same-sex married couple, they'd have to honor that license. If you got a driver's license and go from state to state, there's no problem. Why am I discriminated against if I have a North Dakota fishing license? I can't go to South Dakota and go fishing. I can't go to Minnesota and go fishing. There's discrimination against me and forcing me to buy another dang license. I think that should end.
You have a point there. Interesting.
Yeah.
Was not aware of that, Dave. Who could we invite on the program to lead the charge here, do you think?
Oh, I have no idea. Somebody that enjoys fishing in other states, too.
Maybe that's one of those things that because it was not spelled out someplace as being a federal thing, it's a state thing, therefore every state has its own law, blah, blah, blah.
Every state has their own driver's license.
True.
Any ideas for Dave here? Appreciate the call, Dave. Thanks.
Yeah.
Happy fishing.
Great point.
Yeah. Tom and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah. Good show, guys, by the way.
Thank you.
The weather is going to get better. So no one give up the hope.
We can never give up hope, can we, Tom? And by the way, I do see Easter Sunday looks nice, and Monday, Tuesday look really nice. So we'll get past this little short-term reversal here. Blizzard to 70, back to, snow and cold. Yuck, unbelievable. Well, what else is on your mind?
If you see meadowlarks, that means spring is here, and I saw several.
Good.
Anyway, to the Snowden. I believe Snowden is a hero for the simple reason he has exposed exactly what our Constitution is against. More government spying on the people. Big government spying on the people.
Okay, but
I'm not a big government person. I don't believe you have to spy on your neighbor. If you've got to be that nosy, then maybe you need to go back to Europe.
Well, I would agree with you if I thought that was what was going on. But again, I'll go back to how this program was explained to us. Tom, if you call Todd on a regular basis, that information is captured. Not that it's Tom and Todd, just your number called Todd's number, okay? And that goes in a big database somewhere. And only when Osama bin Laden Jr. Happens to call either you, Tom, or Todd, does the number then flag to say, okay, what's going on here? At that point, the NSA can go get a court order and say, here's the deal. Osama bin Laden Jr. has been calling Tom or Todd here in the United States. We're trying to find out why, and we would like to wiretap into that situation to find out. So in other words, the fact that Tom and Todd are calling the quote-unquote spying doesn't go on until there is a probable cause connected to a thug. Someone that wants to kill us. Now, so it goes on a big black box somewhere, number to number, date, time, and number to number. Not names, not photos, not, all the other stuff you heard about online surveillance and everything else, all overseas, all done with people that are already suspected, and all done with a court authority. I think this story's got so far ahead of what the facts are. It's unbelievable. And meanwhile, we call a guy a hero that runs to China and Russia and tells the world how it is we're catching bad guys.
Because he doesn't want to die by his hands of his own government. I don't blame him right there. And who said bin Laden was the bad guy? And who is the bunch who made all these people bad guys? Our own government is the worst bunch of crooks, liars, steals, thieves ever was. And if you don't believe me, look at the shape Detroit is in. Look at the shape Chicago is in.
Well, that's a different argument. That doesn't, so Bin Laden's not a bad guy. I guess we're going to just have to agree to disagree, Tom. Appreciate the call. That doesn't excuse what's happened in Detroit or bad government decisions or anything else, but certainly Bin Laden, not the bad guy, is, I think, at odds with the vast majority of folks. Steve in Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Let's talk taxes. That's what's on Steve's mind today. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, I just had a comment on this, your comment about Detroit. There's Democrats in charge there, too. But the big thing is about the taxes. In Charles Spurgeon's morning and evening devotional today, on the 15th, the scripture was Psalms 22, verse 1. It says, my God, why have you forsaken me? Sounds like an appropriate scripture for tax day, I thought.
my government, why are you sticking it to me if we can be so bold borrow a piece of
stuff. It does say in God we trust all over that money, too, by the way.
Yeah.
There you go. And by the way,
my comment.
Whose devotional was that, Steve?
Charles Spurgeon.
All right. Very good.
His morning and evening. He wrote that back in the 1800s.
Very interesting. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Here's a call that came in earlier from Ray.
Ray from Nan. Say, I'd like to expand on this tax stuff. Anyway, the cost of the tax code, okay? The cost of the tax code. In other words, to keep the IRS in business. All they do is shuffle paperwork around. That's all they do. There is no other thing that, what else they do. They just shuffle the paperwork around. In other words, the budget, what it costs to do that, to shuffle the paperwork around, is over $1 trillion. That's like taking $1 trillion and just throwing it out the window to keep the IRS operating. You pay for it. The consumer pays for it all the way down. Nobody else pays for it but the consumer. I don't know what's so hard to understand about that stuff. people better wake up. That's all I got to say. I got more to say, but make it simple. Get rid of the IRS. Go to a fair tax, what you call a fair tax, just on what you pay, what you buy, and that's it. Get rid of everything. Bye.
All right, Ray. Appreciate the call. And I would imagine, a lot of tax paper shuffling, but there's probably some compliance in there as well, but doesn't exactly forgive it. We're going to talk with an expert on tax day from the Tax Foundation when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
I want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Well, my good friends at Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts on the shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota, have outdone themselves with a great deal for Scott Hanlon listeners. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott will get you, get a load of this, 50% off any room, 50% off any spa treatment, 50% off private bowling, which is a blast in the Chasers Bowling Alley, and free breakfast each morning of your stay now through the end of April. That's right. You stay any Sunday through Thursday, you'll get 50% off any room, 50% off any spa treatment, 50% off bowling, and free breakfast every morning of your stay at Chase on the Lake. Here's all you need to do. Go to ChaseOnTheLake.com. By the way, check out all the spa treatments in the Copper Dora Veda Spa. The body wraps, the massages, the pedicures, the manicures, the spa packages, 50% off. Take your pick. It's a great deal. Or call them at 888-CHASE-06 to reserve yours now. Tell them Scott sent you. The Chase on the Lake.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
All right, Todd Mitchell and I are back to take your calls, questions, and comments here on Tax Day, April the 15th. A lot of traffic on our Facebook page about the question of whether or not taxes are too high, and whether what you make of the statistic that we pay more for food, clothing, and shelter combined. Or rather, we pay more in taxes than we do for food, shelter, and so your mortgage payment, your rent, your food, and your clothes combined add up to less than what you're paying in taxes in 2014. Unbelievable. Tax Foundation's done some studies on that. We're going to talk with them in just a moment. In the meantime, some calls are waiting to weigh in here. We'll get to before we get to our guest, Paul, out in the Bakken. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah. Hey, I'm working on this railroad job out here up along Highway 2. Hey, if they can increase our hours like to do with the propane drivers, we'll get this job done a little sooner.
Yeah, what are you limited to now, Paul?
Well, we're limited to 12-hour days that we can drive. And, you know, if we get 14 or 15-hour days, for every hour, this job's going to get done a month sooner.
And what specific job are you doing? Are you laying track, or what are you doing?
I'm a driver. We're hauling gravel.
Yeah, you're a truck driver. You're hauling gravel for them to lay track. Is that what you're doing?
Correct.
I see. And you're saying the restrictions on you getting the product there is slowing up the project.
Yeah, the main job is getting the gravel and rock there. That's what's, you know, that's 90% of the job.
Right. And was that a state thing or was that a federal thing last time on the propane? I'm trying to remember where the restrictions were lifted. Congressman Kramer's on tomorrow. I'll make a note and we'll bring it up to him and see if that's a federal or state thing. But good suggestion, Paul. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. All right. Let's see here. Who's next? Bob and Bismarck. You're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, I got a question for Mr. Hennin. Why is it when this Snowden deal was brought up and talked about taxes and you always slam dunking the government? I think you're working for the government himself. I'd like to know the answer to that question. Why are you slam dunking us all the time?
Slam dunking you? First of all, I'm not working for the government, trust me. And as far as the slam dunk, I just have a different opinion on the Ed Snowden thing. I just don't see him as a hero. I'm as worried about privacy as everybody else. I just don't like when a guy like Snowden tells our enemies. And by the way, the New York Times does this all the time. Washington Post do it. Now they get awards for it. Get awards for telling our enemies how we get information on them. I just don't get that. Now that's separate from saying where should the line be on privacy in a post 9/11 world. Let's have that debate, but let's not tell the enemies how we gather information on them. Does that make me a stooge for the government, Bob?
No, but just the way you come across, yeah, I just think you were for the government because you should be a commentator, not encouraging these people, sounding like you're on their side. That's my opinion, Vulture. I don't think you're a bad guy. I just think that you come off that you work for Obama and those guys. That's my opinion, so.
Yeah,
you're doing a good job, though, so.
All right, Bob. Well, at least I'm passing the rest of the test. I appreciate
you. Scott, I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Has anybody ever accused you of working for the government before?
They haven't. No, that's okay, though. That's all right.
Well, that's all right. That's the first time I've ever heard that. I thought, wow, that's a new one.
So let's get back to taxes here. and an economist with the Tax Foundation, Kyle Pomerleau, is here with us today on What's on Your Mind. And if you have any other comments, suggestions, we've got a few ideas that have been tossed out here today. We welcome that. 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. Kyle, how are you?
Hi, how are you doing? Thanks for having me on.
So 2014, we as Americans are going to pay more for taxes than food, clothing, and shelter combined.
Yeah, that's correct. So this year, America as a whole, we're going to be paying about $3 trillion in federal taxes. So that's your individual income taxes, payroll taxes, federal excise taxes on cigarettes and gasoline. And then on top of that, we'll be paying an additional $1.5 trillion in state and local taxes. So that's income taxes at the state and local level, sales and excise taxes, and property taxes. And this adds up to $4.5 trillion, which is about $300 billion more than what we spend on food, clothing, and housing.
How did we get here?
Well, so through time, the government has been increasing in size. So as it's been spending more money, it needs to raise revenue. So it's been, over time, it's been collecting more and more revenue, especially through the individual income tax. We rely very heavily on that. And since the passage of the individual income tax in the early 20th century, it's been just going up and up and up.
Tax Freedom Day is something we hear about. Basically, how long do we have to go into the year to work for the government until we paid that and now the rest of it is ours? Give us an update on Tax Freedom Day. How are we sitting there in 2014?
Yeah, so this year, Tax Freedom Day will be on April 21st. So that is 111 days into the year. Compared to last year, it's 3 days later. Last year, it was April 18th. And then 2 years ago, it was about a week earlier. So within 2 years, we're working seven more days for the government.
Now, I'm looking at the states of Tax Freedom Day, and I see North Dakota's April 25th, which is ninth on the list. Montana's the 14th, so bad news, 28th. South Dakota is April 4th, not doing well at all, like 40-some. Minnesota, April 29th, and they're fifth. This confuses me a little bit because North Dakota's a low-income state, rather, obviously. Minnesota, high-income state, but they're better than the North Dakota. Explain the state-by-state breakdown of Tax Freedom Day.
Well, so state by state, so the total tax burden borne by residents of different states, it varies due to two main things, state tax policies and income levels due to the progressivity of the federal income tax system. So states like New York and New Jersey, they have much later tax freedom days because they are high tax, high income. But then if you go down to the South, Louisiana, Mississippi, their tax freedom day is much earlier in the year because of income levels. So what I suspect for North Dakota is that because North Dakota is benefiting very much from this oil boom, a lot of incomes are rising, but because of the way the federal tax system is structured, you earn more, you have to pay more as a result.
All right, so the burden's going up because there's more income. I get it. All right.
Yep.
And number nine on that list is actually, you want a higher number, not a lower number.
Yes, exactly. Number one, that's on May 9th, so you have to work much longer, and that's in New Jersey. They're very famous for their high property taxes, and because they're a high-income state, they pay a large chunk of their income to the federal government.
You got a question on the number crunching here on taxes. We got a guy for you, an economist from the Tax Foundation, nonpartisan group that crunches the numbers on what we pay folks. Jim and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Jim.
Hi.
Hello, sir.
I was going to say that, I pay child support, but the thing about it is that considering that it's income for the other person, I feel that they should have to pay the tax on it because after I do it, I'm getting taxed on it. Plus, I'm also paying for it, though, too.
All right. So you're wondering why child support isn't taxed for the recipient.
Right. Because, yes, I'm paying child. I don't have a problem paying the child support, but the thing about it is that if it's not even income that's even coming into me. It's income that I'm making that all of a sudden go actually is for them. And if it's for them, they should have to pay the taxes. Or I should be able to get a tax break on what I'm paying for the tax on because it's going to them.
All right, Kyle, what do you think of that?
Yeah, so he actually has a good point. This actually is a broader issue about tax policy. I'm not exactly sure how child support works. He may be correct in what he's saying, but the point is that any income earned should only be taxed once. So if you're taxed once on the income you earned, but then you pay child support and they're not in their tax on again, you're double taxing that. So he's correct. There should be neutral treatment. So if one person is paying the taxes on the child support, if they're receiving it, he should be able to get the deduction for it.
Or they should be able to pay the taxes on to, and it should be like a tax-free, because if you tax-free for your insurance, okay, you pay this much insurance, we can tax-free that out. Can we pay this much in child support? I should be able to have it tax-free and then have them pay for the tax. To come kind of get the double whammy on this.
Yep. Yep, and there are a lot of instances in which this is the case in the tax code. The tax code does this to a lot of savers as well. So say you earn income, you're taxed on that income, you save it in an account, and then 20 years down the line, when you take it out of the account and if you have any gains, you could be taxed again.
Right.
Appreciate the call.
Appreciate
the call, Jim. And obviously, you got a tax expert agreeing with your solution here. 800-228-0550. We had a lot of folks say national sales tax. It's time. You know, just get rid of the income tax altogether. What's the fix for the pain point getting worse and worse and worse from your perspective, Kyle?
Well, the national sales tax is just one way of sort of reforming the tax code. So currently the tax code is very complex. It has a lot of biases in it, as in it treats some income worse than others, some activities worse than others. A national retail sales tax would be simple, but we advocate for taxes that are lower, that are neutral. Try to get rid of some of the progressivity in the individual income tax. Reduce taxes on savers and investors. So instead of taxing savers and investors multiple times, such through the estate tax, get rid of provisions like that. So try to make our tax code simpler and fairer. And moving towards stuff like that, a retail sales tax is one way to do it, would promote economic growth.
If you did go to a deal where you abolish the IRS and you paid taxes on what you spend, not what you earn, what would we save in not having an IRS? Somebody earlier called about the cost of the tax code and compliance and all that. What's the number?
Well, so Americans, the last estimate, and this is a few years old, so it must be worse than this, is it's about 7 billion hours Americans spend complying with the tax code. And imagine what we could get done if we didn't have to do that, just complying with the tax code, let alone paying all the taxes. This is just what it takes to pay the taxes.
Yes, there's a lot of pain there, folks. And the Tax Foundation's crunched a lot of these numbers. How do we find out more about our particular state and about some of these surveys you've done, Kyle?
Yeah, so if you want to learn more about taxes in general, our website, taxfoundation.org, is a great resource. You can learn more about North Dakota, the taxes there, but you can also learn about tax policy throughout all the states and at the federal level.
One way to fight back is to get yourself armed up with all the information and go. Appreciate the time today, Kyle Powerloo, economist with the Tax Foundation on Tax Day. A lot of tax talk today on the program, understandably, given the calendar says it is that day, April 15th. Back to wrap with your calls after this on What's On Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn & Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn & Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit ExpressWayHotels.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
You know all about the North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's best truck wash in Stanley, North Dakota. But now they have detailing services, and Megan is on the phone, the manager, to tell us more. What do you do, Megan?
Yes, as you had mentioned, we are starting to offer interior detailing services. So that involves both pickup trucks and semi-trucks. We do request that you make an appointment beforehand. You can give us a call at 701-628-1550.
They're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week now at North Dakota Truck Wash on the Truck Bypass south of Stanley, just south of the Pinnacle Senex. Thanks, Megan.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weepold on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book, making history begins at our website, USSND.com. Donate today at USSND.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
For four every day at PetroServe USA, the folks that help America feel better. They have that E15. You can save 20 cents a gallon at PetroServe USA branded stores. They have the 4 for $4 deal. Hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 20-ounce fountain pop, and two cookies of your choice. Gold meal raisin. You can't go wrong with the oatmeal raisin. My all-time favorite at PetroServe USA. You'll find them in Bismarck, Mandan, Valley City, Castleton, West Fargo, Fargo, Moorhead, Wahpeton, Dilworth, Glendon, and Bemidji. And those 4 for $4 deals are not like a lunchtime special, a suppertime special, a between 2 and 10, none of that. All day, every day. PetroServe USA. Why do farmers do what they do? We love getting you answers to that very question, and keep them coming at ndfb.org. High-tech equipment on the farm. That was a question we had, so we turned to Chris, a farmer from Wolford, to answer why farmers use so much of that high-tech gear. Tell us, Chris.
There are many reasons we use such high-tech equipment. Farmers are always looking for ways to become more efficient and feed the world. We use things such as GPS, section control, and variable rate fertilizer mass to use less chemical and fertilizers, while at the same time producing more for every acre. When farmers use variable rate fertilizer maps, we are able to place nutrients precisely where the plants need their food. By using GPS and section control, we are able to save money on over-applying chemicals and seed. And as farmers, we are always looking for ways to be good stewards of the environment and preserve the land for future generations. These are just a few of the high-tech tools farmers use to help protect the environment and the people around us.
Makes sense, Chris. Appreciate the answer. Ask your questions why farmers do what they do at NDFB.org, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home, NDFB.org. And they are the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Limited government, self-reliance, economic progress, all messages you hear from our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau, all the things that made this country great. Learn more about all they have to offer at that website, ndfb.org. All right, let's get to some phone calls here for our final segment. Emailer sends in a note. Alex says, hey, Scott, I think you should mention to the people they need to take a look at their monthly phone, TV, and Internet bills, too. Look at all the federal, state, and local taxes, surcharges, and fees. I have 11 different ones on my phone bill. Talk about being slowly cooked. We're being microwaved. Frank in Lansford, listening on KCJB. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Frank.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having me on. I've got a deal that's been bugging me lately. That guy that shot up those two Jewish places the other day and killed three Christians, I guess he was hollering Heil Hitler. That's going to be treated as a hate crime. However, 5 years ago, a Muslim U.S. Army major, psychiatrist, was hollering Allah Akbar when he shot up Fort Hood, Texas. And that was, according to Barack Hussein Obama, workplace violence. What's the difference? So I'll hang up and let you go. Have a happy Easter. Thank you.
You have a happy Easter and a blessed Holy Week as well, Frank. Appreciate the call. Good question. What's the answer? I don't know. Personally, I think the idea of a hate crime is stupid. I think it's political correctness infecting our judicial system. I think what the guy did in Kansas, is a crime, period. I don't know how you hyphenate these crimes. And it's sick, it's ridiculous, but a crime is a crime. And for the very reason you're describing, that's the mess we create when we get into that particular game. A lot of folks weighing in on the Craig Cobb question on our Facebook page, and we'll keep this going after the show. But the question I kind of had is whether or not this vindicated some of the folks who were aggressive on Craig Cobb to say, you know, we don't want this element here. Many of our audience said, I don't agree with him. I don't like him. I don't like his views. But it is America, after all. And given the fact that he's buddies with this guy suspected in killing three people in the Jewish centers down in Kansas, you wonder, you know, is this vindication for people that wanted to get aggressive, didn't want this here? Mike says, no, when it comes to the Kansas shooting, Cobb is an innocent man. This is kind of guilt by association. Obviously, could have done the same thing, and North Dakota left to his own devices, and he's the one associating himself with this guy. He's bragging about being with him. Chad says, yes, he could have. That type of evil doesn't belong here. Brett says, and the thought could have is what's reducing our rights as Americans. Lyndon says, people need to be judged by their actions, not by their friends, past, etc. This is how I was raised in North Dakota. If someone demonstrates ill will towards others, the community in North Dakota, then no, they aren't welcome. But to just judge someone by reputation, past, looks, etc., not cool. Laurel says, they run with the skunks. They all smell like the one. Proactive people need to be alert and take action. These are some not-so-good things going on in the world. Be proactive. All right. Here's a listener that liked one of our earlier callers by the name of Ed. Ed was a fire plug earlier in the program.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning, Scott, on What's on Your Mind. Yeah, go, Ed, go. But hold on a second here, just a minute. I went to the township equalization meeting. One township in Barnes County, equalization meeting, and property taxes. Let's see, farmland up 11.7. Residential up 12.4. Commercial up 14.. All property taxes from the state of North Dakota's up. Okay, I wonder maybe if Ed shouldn't be talking to some of the Republicans in the North Dakota legislature or the tax equalization office. What the heck is the difference? Thanks.
Talk to them all. It's Talk to them all at every level of government. I think that's the message of the pain points on tax day today when you're paying more for taxes and food, clothing, and shelter combined. Is it a tipping point? A lot of fiery calls today. God bless you one and all. Thanks for listening to What's on Your Mind. We'll do it again tomorrow. Same time, same place, same radio dial.
Farmers Union Oil Company, the Senex stores that have been serving the communities of Stanley, Tioga, and the surrounding area for 71 years have a brand new name. Pinnacle. Serving excellence. And the Pinnacle Travel Plazas in Stanley and Tioga are the place to go if you're headed for the Bakken. Great food. That's right. Stop in and find home cooking, just like Mama used to make. All kinds of great daily lunch and dinner specials prepared by their executive chef. All kinds of great grab-and-go items. Burgers, fries, onion rings, mozzarella sticks, chicken drummies, popcorn chicken, chicken strip baskets. The Piccadilly Pizza is fantastic. Personal pan size, medium and large. Order in or take out. They have catering available, too. A great bakery department and a sit-down eating area. Come on in and enjoy good old-fashioned home cooking at the Pinnacle Travel Plazas. Right off Highway 2 in Stanley, or just north of Highway 2 on Highway 40 in Tioga. Pinnacle, serving excellence.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.